This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
LeBron James, sexiest man alive, and virgins making news.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
The worst day to be horny is Sunday. The best day is a Friday and Saturday night.
Andy Dirt Johnson.
You want to close. Close. As in C-L-O-S-E. Not C-L-O-T-H-E-S.
And Brandon Sprague.
I love me a Spanish-speaking woman. I really, really, really do. I love it. Now, that ain't all you got to have. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to have it, but I mean, it is a plus. A bilingual woman, specifically Spanish, whispering in your ear, it's a beautiful thing.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
The expectation is that you're going to be ready to step up and handle your business. That's her expectation, whether she tells you or not. Am I right, Solange? Amen. Amen.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HT2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
How do you like me now?
Love you
only
now, Kurt.
One this way or that way on a block kick, and they only went by 1, 2, 3.
Should we do some chipmunk radio in the final hour? What do you think, Swags? That sound like fun?
Magic
Johnson will not be here, but we are here for another hour of live radio on your beautiful Monday morning. Hope your weekends were great. We got a lot to get to. The listeners are very complimentary of your white and gold sweatshirt. Love your white and gold sweatshirt that you're wearing.
Okay. All right. That's funny.
Lots to get to in the final hour of the show.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Colorblind Brandon.
Let's get to this.
Knobloch Brandon.
Do you know what is green? We don't know the answer to that question. For those of you who are curious and following, I'm sure you guys will be glued to it at 2:30 p.m. Pacific time.
What is it?
The live announcement.
Of?
Jared Curtis and where he's going to college. Maybe, potentially, probably not, but could happen.
Do you get arrested for watching a children's live webcam video, or do you guys just bypass all of that and say, it's for football?
That'd be a great promo. Let's pull that and clip that.
Oh, let's not clip that.
I remember when DeCorian Moore announced last year,
yeah,
who actually stuck with his commitment. That was when you're like, it actually did. He's on campus and he looked great in the spring game. Very excited about him.
Mm.
It was on the 4th of July of last year. And I remember I was walking around. I think I was getting dinner ready or something, like getting ready to grill. And stuff was going on. There was something. My wife was trying to talk to me. And I was like, hey, just kind of pipe down over there. I gave her one of those. Like, hold on.
Shut up. 17-year-old.
I'm in the
talking.
Middle of something. She looked at me like, what the hell are you watching? And it was like a live stream on Instagram that kept kind of freezing and then picking up and freezing. What? So you don't understand. He's the number one wide receiver in the country. It's a big deal. And she just looked at me like, you have a problem.
And she looked at you correctly.
And she did. And so thankfully, she's working today, so she will not be around at 2:30 when Jared Curtis makes his commitment.
What's Wilt Fong saying?
I don't think he's been Fong bombed yet. There's no
really, there's
no crystal balls.
Okay.
It's Oregon or Georgia. It's a two-team race. That's all it is. It's left.
Where's the confidence meter? Well, give me a pie percentage of where you think this is going. Where's he from, by the way?
He is from Nashville, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought he was closer to Georgia.
He is definitely closer to Georgia. I believe he's from Nashville. Nashville Christian High School is where he goes.
So where do you think he's going to go?
I mean,
Where's your confidence meter?
You know what? What the hell? Let's be cocky sniffing. Give me, he's going to Oregon. We all know where he's going to go.
See, that feels a little fakeish.
I mean, it's Georgia, dude. It's Georgia.
Yeah, you
49-3 is in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, it's still there.
Still there. It's still up there. I was there.
It's the T-Rex. It's appearing closer than it appears.
Here it comes. The water's trembling right now. It's Kirby. Damn it, it's Kirby.
I do think about this stuff from time to time, not in the like, oh, what's this 18-year-old kid going to do? More in the sense of like, all the information we have now as grown men, how do I think I would take that decision as 18?
How would you handle that as a high school kid?
And I got to be honest with you, man. I hate telling you this. I think Lanning would, I'd be slightly lean towards Lanning versus Kirby.
Okay.
Now, I say that not knowing as much about Kirby.
We're not around him and you know, don't listen to the press conferences every day and all that stuff.
Kirby seems delightful. He seems like he's a player's coach.
He's got two of these.
He's got two of those. George is a great program, but also he seems a little bit of a red ass. And I think knowing how my high school experience went with coaches.
Yeah, you wouldn't want somebody yelling at you all the time?
I don't mind being yelled at once in a while. I don't respond well to the red ass nature of what some coaches are, so I'd probably be leaning a little Lanning.
You want to be coached up, not coached down.
I mean, yeah, there's a bit of that element that I like.
That you want to be taken higher.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's going on today at 2:30. I will be watching because I have a problem.
How much is Nike going to pay this kid?
Dude, he's committing pro bono.
When did the Jay Curtises get released this fall?
Who was it? Yeah, was that Neem offered on signing day?
Yeah,
said, Phil's going to make me a shoe.
Get a shoe.
It was great. We talk about this topic a lot, and I do enjoy it because I think it elicits opinions from everybody.
Okay.
And this has been a funny one for me to follow the last couple of days. I am on record saying I think this guy's the best player in the NFL draft. But the start of his career is a little wonky, and that is Abdul Carter. Have you been following this story with the Giants?
I had this for the Magic Hat.
Okay.
Because I saw
for last week or for this week?
No, for this week, because there was a follow-up Friday.
I got to get to it now. I have to.
And I went, is this guy just trying to troll his organization and fan base?
So third overall pick, Abdul Carter, of course, from Penn State. Everybody's very high on him. Few injury concerns, but I think he's the best player in the draft. We'll wait and see how that turns out.
That was a pretty high consensus for most. It was either him or Hunter.
Cam Ward's a quarterback, so he's going to go number one. We know that. Hunter's the both position thing, but will he be truly elite at either? And if you end up with a dominant pass rusher, you're going to be like, dude, could be the best pick in the draft.
He's surefire by a lot of estimation.
So he gets drafted, and the first thing he does after getting drafted by the Giants, he, by the way, wore number 11 in college.
Much like Micah Parsons.
That's like a legacy number at Penn State for those dominant edge rushers.
Didn't LeVar Arrington wear
that? I believe
that,
so. I believe so. By the way, his kid, I think, is now at Penn State as a true freshman. You're like, oh, look at that kid as an 18-year-old. How does that make sense?
Is this kid really in college?
Yeah, his kid's in college, and he committed to Penn State. He looks like, I think he was a five-star recruit. He looks like a stud.
Yeah, he was number 11 in college.
Okay,
so
that's a legacy thing at Penn State, right? He gets drafted by the Giants. His first thing, you got to figure out what number you're going to wear when you get to the league. And a lot of these guys will have to call current players and be like, hey, what can I offer you to get your number? Does somebody have my number? Well, he wanted to wear number 56. Anybody old enough know what number 56 was for the New York Giants?
I think even people young enough know what 56
know.
With the Giants means. If you don't,
a lot of drugs, a lot of sacks. It was Lawrence Taylor.
A lot of sex and sacks.
A lot of sex and sacks for Lawrence Taylor.
He had the sacks, then he had the sex.
And Lawrence Taylor was called, and they say, hey, can I wear your 56? And it's obviously retired by the Giants, one of the best defenders of all time. And he respectfully said, you know what? You should make your own mark. Go do your own thing, man. You don't need my number. Go do your own thing.
No, Lawrence had more of a, why don't you go earn your own number?
There's a little bit of that.
Like, you ain't taking LT's number here, which was not what happened in Tennessee, which I thought underrated awkward.
Yes. Then the follow-up is, okay, I can't wear 56. That's Lawrence Taylor. He then decides, well, what did I wear in college? I wore number 11 in college. Mm. Maybe I can wear number 11 in the NFL. Riggins, do you know who was number 11 for the New York Giants?
Yes, I watched Phil Sims.
Phil Sims, whose number, breaking news, also 11. Retired by the organization.
Yes.
So he calls Phil Sims. Phil Sims did an interview last week on FanDuel TV somewhere, and he was basically like, yeah, dude, whatever. I don't care. Wear my number. That's fine. Then over the weekend changes his stance because his family told him he couldn't.
Yeah.
And he did an interview once, I believe sometime yesterday or Saturday, and was like, I got outvoted by my family. They don't want me to unretire the number. So sorry, Abdul Carter, you can't have number 11. And Abdul Carter now is joking on social media that he's just going to have his name on the back of his jersey and no number. And I would say, why don't you just go find a number that's not taken?
Now, Brian Burns' number is it zero? What's Brian Burns' number?
Let me look it up.
Why do I have zero in my head for
so
some weird reason?
So they actually unretired a number last year from Malik Nabers, but it was a
That's
player
right.
from like the ninth. It was like
it was
a It's a dead guy.
Wasn't it a special teams guy?
I think he was a punter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The family was very nice about it, though. And
very
said,
nice.
Sure, you can rock that number.
Very nice.
Anyways, my point is, at this point, nobody wants you to touch their number. Just go be a zero.
Go be zero.
Be the guy who gets 20 sacks wearing zero, saying, nah, y'all don't want me to have a number. I'm not going to have a number. I'm just going to be a letter slash number here. I thought this was hilarious that he came out the gate saying, I want 56.
Brian Burns is number zero, by the way.
Thank you.
He is number zero.
And I'm like, why? Why of all the numbers?
The one you go with.
Why
the
would
most...
just not start at your college number? Like yeah. Most guys want to do that, right?
What's the equivalent of this for the? Who's our Lawrence Taylor? Would it be Walton or like who's our guy that a guy gets drafted this summer and they come in the first thing they do is like, can I be number 22?
Yeah, it'd be 32.
Can I be number 32?
I think it'd be the championship.
He's like, wait, what?
Yeah, league MVP, the championship.
31's fine. 32, no.
Especially if it's a dude that's like, really? You haven't played a second in this league?
Maybe try and, you know, cut your teeth a little bit and come over?
Look, I don't know where I'd stand as a former player. I still think retiring numbers is stupid.
Yeah.
Just retire names, put them in ring and honors, and let anybody wear any number, and you don't have to be like, well, that 56 wasn't as good as the last one, but he's pretty good. Like, okay, cool. Nobody cares. Nope. Did you see what Tennessee did? This kind of went under the radar.
I did with their number one, with Cam Ward.
So Cam Ward wants number one, right? They have to get permission for number one. Swag, do you know by who?
Warren Moon.
Warren Moon.
Is this not the weirdest thing that they keep dabbling with this Oiler thing?
He showed up at the press conference of Cam Ward with the number one jersey.
But an Oiler jersey.
But an Oiler jersey.
It's the same franchise.
You stop it. Stop it. That's like a thunder coming out going, can I get 20? And Gary Payton having to come out. Here you go. Here you go. It's the same thing, but you think that's stupid, don't you?
Yeah, I think moving cities, you just lose all of your history.
I agree.
You lose all of it. The team that should wear the Oilers throwback jerseys are the Texans.
And I think Tennessee announced they're not doing the Oiler throwback anymore because it's been received
them.
Very poorly.
That was Houston. That was Texas. There's oil in Texas. What are we doing here?
Thank you. Do the Ravens come out and ask former Browns?
You want the Winnipeg Jets to wear Atlanta Thrashers jerseys? Do we go that way?
Because I think you have a threshold here where you'd say no to some circumstance, but this is the same circumstance.
It's the
same thing. Well, there's when I think that was maybe the last one where
Warren Moon was never a Titan.
Never played in Tennessee.
No, I understand that. He never played in Tennessee.
Never lived in Nashville.
But as far as when a team moved, they for like in the documentation of moving, they do not get to take the previous history, like Cleveland saved
Oklahoma
it, the
City
Sonics
has
saved...
the Sonics history. Gary Payton has been asked why he hasn't shown up to Oklahoma City for retirement. He's like, I didn't play in front of those fans. I will never do my jersey retirement there.
But I don't think they can.
They have a gold patch on their jersey.
They do.
That's true. That's
they do.
The league.
But it's stupid.
It's stupid. Oklahoma City's never won a title.
So it's all dumb when they do that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this is ridiculous by Carter. Just.
Like
I don't
a
know,
number
man.
That nobody ha- like. I just yeah. That, going after two of the most famous. Like if I asked you who are the most famous New York Giants, you pick two guys on their Mount Rushmore. You get like Eli up there, maybe Strahan,
and Frank Gifford,
back in like.
There you go.
You like maybe shoot a little bit lower.
Go to Hostetler's number.
Yeah, maybe that one.
There you go.
He won a Super Bowl. It's like
Jason
cool.
Seahorn's number. What are we doing here, man? Come on, pick another
31.
Number. So it's just been funny to watch.
Go Plaxico Burris, man. Just don't shoot yourself in
just
the leg.
Keep the guns out of the clubs. Guns out of the clubs.
Hell of a start by Abdul Carter.
Hell of a start for your new organization. Hey, Lawrence Taylor, could I ever... This would be like a guy getting drafted by the Bulls. Hey, can I wear number 23? Like, what? No.
Just thinking now of LT and Waterboy because I just showed my daughter that movie. That's a good point. Speaking of good points, don't do crack. Play that over and over when he asks
over,
for numbers that are retired.
And over and over.
Now, if he had a sense of humor, he should wear a different number every day of training camp.
That would be funny.
Just see which
he
ones.
He can't do it in the games because the NFL.
No, they won't let him do it.
But if he
and the Giants want to sell jerseys. That's the other thing. They want to capitalize on this rookie jersey sale.
But if he wore a different number like every day in training
now,
camp,
now, are you
that
allowed in the NFL now? Have they reached the point where no matter the position, you could choose any number?
I believe so.
No.
I think some positions are
there's still,
cut off,
like,
right?
If you're a lineman, if you're an offensive lineman, you have to
you gotta
be
in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
60s,
but I think skill 70s. Position players have now, like, you used to have to be a certain section for running backs, but now running backs are allowed to be, you couldn't be single digits, if I remember correctly,
correct.
For a long
single
time.
Single digits originally were only held for quarterbacks, kickers, and punters, and that was
but,
it.
But, like, he's an edge rusher.
But they had to open it up because all these teams were retiring all these numbers, and there weren't numbers.
Could he go receiver number?
Like, I mean, that'd be funny if he did 88.
It'd be weird and funny.
I remember there was like a 400-pound defensive tackle at Florida that wore number 21. I was like, wait, what? That doesn't really fit.
I think that kid got undrafted, but he signed.
Somebody
recently,
signed him,
right?
I think. Somebody asking, this is a great question. Should the Ravens wear Browns jerseys against the Browns?
Yeah, I just disagreed with Swag there on the beginning of that. Like Warren Moon needing to get permission to Cam
Moore.
It's
a different, or I mean, yeah.
It's not just the same thing.
Not the same thing.
I don't care where it came from.
There you go. There's some hot football talk for you. How's that? Does that tickle your fancy on a Monday in May?
You just eliminated some magic in the old hat.
I apologize. I couldn't hold off on that one.
I don't blame you.
It's been pretty funny to watch him try and find a number. Yeah. And now we all await. What will Abdul Carter's number be? Let's get to, how do we feel about this comparison? It was a trendy one. Do we still feel good about it? That's next on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
To work today.
Well, you know what happens in a week, Chuck? You know what's going on? A week from today?
Absolutely.
A week from today.
The people.
A week from today. It's a very big day.
Joy to the world.
NBA draft lottery day.
Yes.
1 week from today.
We will have a draft expert on the show.
Yes, we will.
And I'm still sorting if we want a Blazer person that day or the reaction after.
I think we get Eric Gunderson from the toilet. He's always enjoyable to chat with.
Okay, we could do a double dip too because I have another guest we haven't had on the show in a while that
dip the chip, then dip it again.
We'll be able to come on the next day.
For the reaction to us getting the number one overall pick in Cooper Flagg.
And you will hear the draft lottery on 9/10.
Primetime's not going to go live to it.
They can go live to it.
I'm not sure Isaac goes live with that.
Well, that's a pretty big deal. The crescendo of the time. I mean, because that kind of happens.
It's the lead-in to Celtics-Knicks game 4.
It's quick. It's a
half
hour.
Which will be on 9/10 that day.
Well, and the first 20 minutes are fluff. Let's interview. This is the owner's son. What lucky rabbit's foot did you bring with you? And you do that for like 20 minutes. And then once the deputy commissioner comes out, you get your rundown. It takes like 2 minutes to go through all of them. Yeah. Pick number whatever. Pick
well, they take a commercial. Oh, after before they get to the top four.
Is Jody going for the Blazers this year?
No, Tumani Kamara will represent the Blazers.
How do we feel about that? Is that a good luck charm?
Seeing if he can steal his way into the top four.
She should be there.
He was the last, like he was a second round pick.
She was the queen. She is the queen of Rip City, not what? She is the queen of Rip City. She should be there.
Yeah, who would you rather have there, Tumani or Brooke?
I think Brooke's being she's bringing us better luck.
I agree.
You know, but I digress. Yeah. That's happening a week from today. Anyways, very big day for the Blazers.
It's massive, dude.
The NHL draft lottery is today.
Nobody cares.
Oh, there it is.
No, man. Not a single person cares. We even dropped a 10-year-old dude. 10-year-old dude.
10-year-old dude.
One of the comps that I've heard a lot about, the Blazers, I don't know if you know this, they already have their superstars on the roster, so the future is very bright. And they had a big improvement from last year to this year.
God, that's gonna age so poorly.
Why not? Why not already have it? We just extended our head coach. We extended our general manager. We're ascending, as people would say in the sports world. One of the comps that I heard a lot in the back half of the season, and I'm curious how people feel about it, because we haven't talked a lot about this game yet, and that is, you know, the Houston Rockets kind of did this. They tanked for 3 years, found three straight top six-ish picks, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Look at that. They found Jalen Green, who finally popped. You got, Amen Thompson. He could be pretty good. Or they have Asur. I can't remember which one they have. They have one of the Thompson.
They got Amen.
Amen. Okay, Amen, I was correct. NBA Dirt was right the first time.
Asur's on Detroit.
I knew. Everybody knows that, you idiot. And look at them. They're ascending. They got a couple of vets. The Rockets are now the two seed in the Western out of nowhere.
Had a good year.
The two seed in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
And in a game seven, their half-court offense made me want to jam a fork in my eyeball, and they scored 89 points in their season is over.
It's one of the worst offenses I can recall in the last 15 years I've ever seen
so
in a playoff game.
Bad. That was
There's
bad
no offense.
Yesterday.
It was Şengün, can you save us? Fred Van Vliet, Dyer 3.
Even Şengün, when you get to the fake, couldn't he make a free throw Şengün on top of it?
Like, I actually thought Şengün was terrible yesterday.
So if I'm a
team and I'm trading for him, I don't know what I'm willing to give up because, yeah, he's a good player. He had a good season. He was dreadful in that game.
Yeah.
He couldn't take advantage of mismatches when he had them. You know, Amen started with a great, I mean, he had some moves. He had a behind the back, up and under finish in the first half of that game where I was like out of my seat, couldn't believe it. And then he got banged up following Curry the whole game. They just don't have offense. Dylan Brooks was terrible in this one.
Terrible.
Van Vliet didn't start really hitting shots until late when it was done.
No.
They don't have offense. It's the most predictable outcome of that game was they were slightly favored. Everybody looked at it, said Golden State. Golden State goes in there, even without GP2, they wax them, and third quarter, everybody's making these Giannis trades. Because it's just...
That's what you have to do.
It's evident. You cannot... This is not the Thunder from last year, where we disagreed slightly on how you build this out.
They have SGA.
They have SGA. They don't have an SGA. So Giannis or Zion or... I don't know who it is. They need to make a move. It's the most obvious thing. They know it. They cannot run this back and say, well, Reed Shepard's going to change all of this next year. Cam Whitmore.
Jabari Smith's ready to take his big step now.
I think there's dudes on that team that Ime doesn't like that much. And I don't, like, Jabari is somebody, I'm surprised they didn't feature a little more offensively.
He only played in 12 minutes last night.
Well, he was into shot clock, hit a three guy, and that was kind of it. Tari Eason's a good player, but like cannot handle the basketball whatsoever.
A lot of dumb fouls.
He's an Al-Farouq Aminu. As soon as he gets the ball, you're like, pass.
No.
So like outside of Amen Thompson and Şengün having a good season, I didn't think a great series. Houston a little bit Grizzly-esque and fraudulent two seed. And by the way, the 2-7 stuff, it doesn't happen a lot. This is not traditional. These gaps between 2 and 7 seeds.
There's only four games separating Houston and Golden State.
That's just, the West is nuts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fairly obvious. They need to make a trade. Steph wasn't even great in this game until the very end. It was the Buddy Hield first half game.
He went off in the first half of that game.
And I think it's a great story. And I'm pumped for the second round. I might not think the second rounds are going to last very long. I'm still really excited to see Jokic against the Thunder. And I'm pretty jacked to watch Draymond, Curry, Butler against that Timberwolf team that is coming in with just like an insane amount of cockiness.
Yeah, can they prove people wrong? Can the old guys prove people wrong?
I don't think they can. I think it's a very bad matchup for them.
I tend to agree with you there, but there's the thought of it's Steph, right? So Steph could get you a game or two just getting hot. He did that in this series at one point. You're like, there's 37 points from Steph. He won him the game.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he does that a time or two. I think we can all agree, too, on Houston's front last night. Look, it's a tough end of your year. You still got a lot of young assets. Like, I think the comp that I'm trying to make for next week, the Blazers are going to go through this. And I saw a lot of people say, well, look, the Rockets ascended. This is what happens when you don't have a star. Like, Golden State's a good team. They're a 7 seed. Like, when you don't have a guy that can be a dominant player in the playoffs who can carry you through certain moments, especially offensively,
100%.
This is what's going to happen to you.
Yep.
Now, maybe Houston is able to go pull that off this offseason. Maybe the Blazers can use those buck picks, which look better by the day, to go land their star. And that's their future path. And you go that route. But I just think it's an important reminder of like what ultimately wins in the NBA. It's not just, hey, we got a lot of guys who play hard for, you know, the majority of the regular season, and we beat up on bad teams. That's great. You play hard during the regular season. It's not going to mean much in a 7-game series when teams can scout you, and your offense produces 89 points in an elimination game on your own floor. They also deserve to lose because they went with the cool throwback logo on the floor and some of the ugliest jerseys I've ever seen. Like, just get them out of here. Get them out of here. Bad sports town, too. You pointed this out on text last night. They left with, like, 5 minutes to go in the game.
And I know it ended up being a blowout, and it was obvious that it was going that way. But, dude, it's game seven. It's the last game of the year.
It's over. This isn't a Tuesday night.
Did anybody leave the Winnipeg Jets game? They were down two goals
the entire game.
2.5 minutes to go.
I don't think people were breathing at the end of that game.
They just scored twice in the last 2 minutes to tie it, and the place was going crazy. Yeah. It was still full. Yeah. If it was in Houston where they want to put an NHL team, it'd be a half-empty arena. It's cowardly sports fans heading for the exit tour.
Houston is an underrated bad sports city.
Really bad sports
city. They don't really support that football team because they were gone for so long that they became like a hodgepodge of fans of other teams.
Cowboy fans, different fan bases.
Yeah, what are the Astros drawn now?
Right, yeah, the Astros, when they're not banging trash cans, don't get anybody to go to those games. And they're Rockets fans. Like, they've had a good history. But since Clutch City, it's like they've had some seasons, no doubt. I just think they're overrated.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Like, leaving that early.
Game seven on your own floor.
Like, I would hope in Portland, even though we kind of would feel, oh, no, this is going to get out of hand. I would hope most of us, 99%, would stay and be like, look, not the ending we want.
So, hey, good year.
Great year.
Gave it a good effort.
Yeah.
Now nobody saw this coming. Let's see how we grow. Yeah, how do we grow?
That's what I would hope. Look, I might be underselling Steph and the Warriors' ability here. I have for a large portion of this Jimmy Butler trade era. I just look at that matchup and I have a hard time seeing, like, I just think Minnesota's better defensively than Houston, and I think they're more talented offensively. Now, Alexander Walker, you got to hit a three.
Yeah.
Jaden McDaniel, you got to give him that 14 to 16 points. Gobert, you need to be dominant. They don't have, Kevon Looney is their center.
Yeah.
Or Quentin Post.
Yeah, they don't have a center.
They don't have a center.
He should crash the offensive glass.
You need him from the elimination game against, what did he have in that last game?
27 and 24.
I mean, just dominant.
Pick and rolls, throw lobs to him.
Every offensive rebound he grabs.
The question is, how fast can Minnesota play and be under control? Because I would be subbing more frequently. I would just try to force the pace as fast as they can go without being reckless for 48 minutes, and no, the Warriors can't do this for 6-7 games.
Are you with Sprague? Do we think we got some quick series here? Two of them begin tonight in the second round. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I think the Timberwolves series will be quick. I would be shocked if it goes past 5 games.
Interesting. Okay, so you're with him on that.
Barring no injuries or weird stuff that happens.
You think an easy win for Minnesota running away with
five.
Freight train.
Can the Nuggets figure out with Jokic how to put the Thunder defensively in some sort of awkward position that they're not prepared for?
And that's the only reason that I say I think that's over in five. I think the Nuggets defense still blows.
Yeah.
And I think the defense of the Thunder substantially better than the collective that
we're going to find out if Adelman is, like, his coaching acumen, can he figure out ways to put the Thunder in defensive situations that they may not be prepared for.
Well, and let me say this, because I know we're against it. I actually thought the Nuggets did something as an organization that I was kind of proud of, because you don't see teams do it. They fired those dudes to get that result. Because with those dudes, I'm not sure they were together enough to have beaten the Clippers.
Ah.
And so, look, we can say it's going to age poorly. But it proved to kind of be the right decision. Like, they were clapping for themselves yesterday for firing everybody, because I think that they know it's going to be tough to beat the Thunder. And if they do, then great. They'll look smarter. But I think they kind of reached what they were hoping their ceiling would be with this version of the team.
Interesting. Which of these outcomes would surprise you the most? And also, a local story continues. We'll get to that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, welcome back in. Second round of the NBA playoffs continues tonight. We'll get to that in a moment.
I'm not excited for one of the rounds.
You're not excited for one of the matchups?
No, because as much as I'm telling you I think OKC and Minnesota win in short, I'm still excited to watch those. There's one that's happening tonight that I'm just like, I don't have a lot of...
You got nothing for it, huh?
It's probably my least exciting matchup.
You have no faith in the Knicks?
None.
None at all in the Knicks. Huh?
I don't care about the New York thing.
Even with Brunson?
No. I love Brunson. That team's flawed. That team doesn't have any bench help.
Yeah.
It's five dudes that have to play 40-plus minutes to have a shot.
Let me ask you this. We talked a lot about this during the regular season, and Swag was you were a big Cleveland defender. You liked the Cavs. The odds were good. And after losing the game yesterday, you could probably still get plus money on them to win the East.
No, it's still minus money, Cleveland. It's
to win
minus
the East.
Two, and it's plus 172 for Indiana.
Oh, I'm talking about win the East. Sorry, not the series. Win the Eastern Conference.
Well, that series, they're still minus money.
Sure. I'd imagine, though, Boston is probably still the Vegas favorite to win the Eastern Conference. Yes. Do we still feel that way, or do we feel Boston runaway freight train?
I need to know how serious this injury is for Garland. Yeah. If they don't have Garland, then they got problems against Boston.
Sprained toe. I know that the toe's important, but like...
Well, if it's like the turf toe thing that the NFL guys get...
Call it turf toe, then. Help us out a little bit.
I
read it was
a hyperextended toe.
Is it the same thing? Hyperextended and turf toe?
I don't know.
The same thing?
What toe is it?
The big toe.
It's the big toe.
Is it the big toe?
It's the most important toe.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
You got to have the big
toe. Third toe.
I think you could play through that.
You could play through.
Big toe, I don't know if you could play through that.
Yeah.
If I told you on these outcomes, which one is the most surprising to you? Knicks beating the Celtics. Nuggets beating the Thunder. Pacers beating the Cavs, or Warriors beating the Timberwolves?
Knicks.
Knicks over Celtics,
Knicks
most surprising outcome?
Knicks over Celtics would be my one. I think I would go Warriors over Wolves, two.
Interesting, before Nuggets
Nugs
and Thunder.
Over Thunder, three.
Three.
Pacers over... Look, I'm also kind of a believer in the Cavs. It's not a great game one, and man, game two they lose, it's stick a fork. But... The Pacers are a good team. They won these finals last year. I just think it's in that sport, if they don't have like the star player, we just don't care. What?
You could have asked me who was in the Eastern Conference. I know we've talked about this, and I still forget it constantly. You could have offered me $10,000 to name you who was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and I don't know if I would have been able to tell you it was Indiana.
You could offer me $100,000. I couldn't tell you who was in the Final Four of the hockey. The Oilers Pacers, and the Panthers. Right.
Yeah.
I know those two.
That was, yeah, I mean, that was I remember the championship series. Yeah. That I can remember. But conference finals, dude, from last year.
Well, the Pacers know who they are. They know their identity. Yeah. They're comfortable in it. They have guys that can step up in big moments. And, yeah, it would be Knicks over Celtics. I'm that down on the series. Aesthetically, it's going to look nice because of the jersey combos and the court. But
rivalry cities, New York and Boston going at it. That's always fun.
Yeah.
The Brunson thing is the only part of it. I'm with you. I wouldn't give New York a chance to win the series. But Brunson having some big games, fourth quarters, like tight, competitive, and he comes up with a couple of buckets.
Well, Holiday didn't play in round one. He's coming back. No. And Brown is banged up, so we'll see. But they're a wagon. They have
if
all
they're
the
fully healthy and fully engaged. Yeah.
All right, rank them for me, Swag. Most surprising
I
upsets.
I actually think the Warriors upsetting the Timberwolves would be more shocking to me than the Knicks upsetting the Celtics, and then same 3 and 4.
Yeah. The Nuggets beating the Thunder certainly would be a great thing for the show for your sake. Yeah.
Yes, NBA Dirt would never live that down.
But Jokic, you know?
Yeah,
Jokic is all-time great stuff. So Gordon has a great series, and Murray is in Fuego, and Jokic has a big series. Maybe he can carry them past it. But that's why it'd be my third.
Steph Curry's still top 10 if you can't get out of the second round of the playoffs? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Do the Timbers have a good weekend? Are we still winning games?
No. They fell to the San Jose Earthquakes. Their unbeaten streak came to an end.
Did they play two games this weekend or just one?
One. Oh, okay. They play tomorrow night in the U.S. Open Cup. They're up in Tacoma. Taking on
what the hell are they playing Tacoma?
I eagerly await the U.S. Open Cup every year.
No, it's
the Rainiers.
MLS
the
Rainiers. I forget what the Tacoma team is called.
Where are they playing?
Tacoma had a team, and I have family in Tacoma.
Are they in the dome? Yeah. Are they in the Tacoma dome?
No,
not indoors.
I don't know where they're playing.
They might play it. They're like Puget. I wouldn't be shocked if that's where they played.
Oh, okay.
Where else would they play? Foss?
Well, I'm sorry for that tease. I thought the Timbers won again. I thought I saw that they were still streaking. They were playing good soccer.
They're playing in Tequila.
Dude,
Starfire
that's
nowhere
Sports
near Stadium in Tequila.
Tequila's it's 10 minutes south of Seattle. I used to drive through
they're
my internship.
Playing the Tacoma Defiance.
In Tequila?
Who are the Tacoma Defiance?
They're the Sounders USL affiliate.
Where do they play in Tequila?
At Starfire.
You haven't been to the Starfire? You don't go to the Starfire?
All I know is they've been doing traffic repairs at Tequila for my entire life.
It's never going to be done. That will take another 75 years in order to finish the I-5 stretch.
Do they always
Tacoma
play in Tequila, but they call themselves Tacoma?
I guess. I don't know.
That's crazy.
The Seattle Thunderbirds do that. They play in Kent. But
yeah, they play in the Showwear Center there in Kent.
The Showwear Center in Kent.
At least be in Fife, where you still get the taste of Tacoma. Yeah. Tequila, that's Seattle South. That's crazy.
So this is the round of 32 in the U.S. Open Cup.
Well, we're about a month away from popping my Timbers cherries. I'm trying to follow.
Well, Thorns got a big win.
I saw the Thorns win.
Thorns took down buddy
Ryan Clark,
defending NWSL champ.
Dirt and I are going to the Earthquake game.
I've never been to a Timbers game before. I'm going.
It'll be a blast.
Our buddy Chuck here behind the scenes, our finance guru, was like, "Hey, I got tickets club level. We're going to go have a great time."
There you go.
Free food, free booze. You get free booze in the club too.
That I don't know. I've never been in the club.
We're going to go hoity-toity.
All my guys that have season tickets are on the other side, because they've had season tickets forever.
A
bunch of pores.
Yeah, a bunch of pores.
Maybe we should ask the riches.
We'll be over with the blue hairs on the west side.
Yeah, right, we will.
Those are the bandwagon.
Ole, ole.
Hands up. Those are the 12s. Are those the 12s on that side of the stadium?
We're the ones leaving early.
My guys had their season tickets back in the USL days.
You want to beat traffic? You want to get out of here? I think I'm ready to go.
Dude, if it's 3-0... And
nah,
we're holding
on.
Left.
Pull the goalie. Pull the goalie. I yelled out from the stands. I'm trying to watch a little bit closer, but evidently I missed it.
I have Chuck hooking up with just the most Timber female sports fan in that stadium.
Some Timber fan just walking around.
This girl has pink and blue hair. She's
one of those like Chuck's going to be our ride there, and then not want to. Like, sorry guys, I got to go. I can't do it right now.
You know
now.
What time that is? It's Portas a la derecha time. Get on that Max, baby. Doors to your right.
Let's wrap it up on a Monday next on The Fam. An under-the-radar story over the weekend that I did want to shout out nonetheless. When you see these kind of things happen, it's always a bummer. I'll never forget the debate that it led to and the moment in time in college football. Did you see that Jordan Travis announced his retirement this weekend?
I saw that, actually. I think I saw that on Friday.
Was that come out Friday?
It was just kind of an under-the-radar blurb, and it's like...
The gruesome injury at Florida State, which then led to the whole debate of should they be in the playoff or not without their starting quarterback. And that took on a whole life of its own, where you almost forgot the Jordan Travis aspect of it. And everybody yelled at each other for a long time about that story. The Jets still drafted him in the fifth round of last year's draft, thinking, hey, maybe the rehab process will go okay. His agent has come out and blamed the Jets and criticized the Jets for not handling the rehab process well. Oof. It's been super messy. And then, yeah, maybe it was on Friday he announced that I've just been advised by doctors to not play anymore. It's just brutal. Man, he was a really fun college quarterback to watch.
Yeah.
He won. I mean, when you look at Norvell and his success, almost all of it is due to Jordan Travis and what he's done.
Yep.
And just, I mean, like, what is he, 24 years old and your football career is over? It's brutal, man. That sucks.
It's tough. It's devastating. I'm sure there's going to be a period of mourning for him with this, but you know, somebody like him, probably pretty smart.
Yeah, did you go coach?
Go coach right somewhere now. Get into it. Maybe you'll be a head coach by the time you're 30.
Very well could be the next Kenny Dillingham in 10 years. You're a head coach, man. No doubt about it. So I just wanted to shout that out. That happened over the weekend. You guys ready for your nightly cup check tonight?
Yes.
We all know. Everybody knows who the Panthers are playing in the first round of the playoffs. Duh. They're playing the Toronto Maple Leafs because
they're
Eastern Conference teams. And Eastern and West teams can't play each other. Panthers are playing the Maple Leafs tonight. I thought I was setting that up really well to come full circle on a joke from the open of the show, and I screwed it up again.
Yeah, you did.
5 o'clock. Aspen.
Panthers are a big favorite.
Yep.
Do we like the Maple Leafs? Huh? We ride the Maple Leafs tonight?
No, that Panther team.
Ride the Maple Leafs in Toronto.
Marchand has settled in well.
Ooh, look at you. Yeah. New name, new face.
They just got that guy that was suspended for roids back a couple games ago.
Roy's guy, he's back again. So that's the only game in the Stanley Cup playoff tonight. Panthers.
How come
and
you guys aren't playing another game?
Maple Leafs.
What's wrong with you? I thought you were tough. You played every night.
That's a great question. They probably should. Yeah, why aren't the Capitals and Hurricanes playing tonight?
They're spacing it out for TV.
Oh, look at hockey being basketball. Isn't that cute?
There are two games tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, you will get Stars and Jets. But Jets can't play quite yet. They can't open their series because they just played.
Sounds like a fake movie football game.
It does a little bit. Yeah. Let's go play the Stars and the Jets. So only one game tonight. In the NBA, you do have two games in the NBA playoffs tonight. Well, game ones in the second round.
I want to ask you a hockey question. What is the most... if you were to get me and everybody like me that's not really into hockey and can't name 15 players...
Like, you got to watch
the
this
Oilers
series.
The Oilers-Golden Knights series will be
really
electric.
You got Mick Jesus, who is the greatest hockey player of all time.
But he's not.
He's not, but he is. And Vegas, who is just a wagon. That's going to be a really fun... That's got a lot of, like, 6-5 written all over it every game. If you're into fireworks and goals and explode, like, that's the series to
watch. Is Mick Jesus ahead of Gretzky in terms of, like, games played with record stuff? Have you guys looked into that?
Probably not.
I haven't looked into, points per game, goals. Not assists. Nobody's going to touch Gretzky in assists.
Okay.
He's just the Jesus. Nobody messes with the Jesus.
I'm jacked to see the second game tonight. 6:30 tip. Thunder, Nugs.
Yep. Where are we leaning tonight? So both games, according to my research, are 9.5-point spreads. Do we like either dog to cover tonight in game ones on the road?
9.5 is a lot.
I would more likely look to the Knicks to cover just because Boston seems to ease themselves into series.
We just saw the Pacers pull off an upset in game one, not cover, win outright.
I think the Thunder are going to come out and try to win it in the first quarter. And I don't know, the Nuggets expended a lot of emotional energy to get through seven games.
Yeah, that turn and burn's tough. I think the Knicks cover and the Thunder cover.
Okay.
Is where I would...
I would...
I'm going to double dip the dogs. I'm taking the dogs tonight. Give me the dogs. Yeah. Let's bark.
Okay.
Doc Johnson riding tonight on the hardwood.
The best thing is when you're right, you're basketball dirt. When you're wrong, nobody cares.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't follow
it's
it
like
anyways.
You being a softball Ducks fan. It's
dude,
like you don't know anything. But
the Nuggets winning
the
series, I'm just going to warn you. If the Nuggets win this series, I'm going to be insufferable.
I would argue you already have been for 10 years. Pain in my ass.
Gonna get so much worse. That'll do it for us, folks. Dan Wetzel was our guest today of ESPN. Go check that, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. A lot of great stuff going on down there. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Thanks for being part of our Monday. Colin is next. Listening to 1080 The Fan.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.